Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Bruce Cito.
Back at you, ESPN Junior. And in today's episode, we'll be talking about the NBA playoffs and in different segments talking about maybe the Nuggets and Trailblazers series, maybe the Raptors and Sixers series, maybe the Bucks and Celtics. We'll figure that all out when we go into it. This is ESPN Junior. Don't leave. We'll be right back. Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Ricito.
Back at you, ESPN Junior. And for this segment, like I said, we're going to be talking about the NBA playoffs. So what do you think our first series should be?
Denver Nuggets versus Portland Trailblazers.
Agreed, Reese. This has been a great series so far, but so far Portland leads 2-1. That was a crazy game last night with them going into OT, but I mean, wow. So a few of the standout players were for the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, with 33 points, 14 assists, and 18 rebounds. I mean, that's as much as you can possibly do. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 18 rebounds, 14 assists, and 33 points. The 14 assists just amaze me, especially as a center.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jamal Murray, 34 points, 5 assists, 9 rebounds. And they also had Paul Millsap with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 1 assist. And then Gary Harris had 13 points, 1 assist, 4 rebounds. Who was I missing? Torrey Craig. Torrey Craig had 4 points, 1 assist, 6 rebounds. So I think the main, if I could pick 3, I would pick Jokic, Millsap, and Jamal Murray. Agreed?
Yep.
I mean, they all had standout nights, but I'm looking at Nikola Jokic, really. I mean, those 33 points, I mean, that's pretty dang good, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Nikola Jokic is carrying his team. I say Denver Nuggets, who do you think of?
Well, I wouldn't really think of anyone. Nikola Jokic, maybe?
He is the face of the franchise. That's what I mean. Now for the Trailblazers. This is going to be fun when we talk about Damian Lillard. So, with cancer, it is cancer, my fault. 18 points, no assists, 15 rebounds in 56 minutes. I mean, 15 rebounds, really good. Get a couple more assists, though. Don't hog the ball. 18 points, that's good enough for a center. CJ McCollum, he had 41 points.
Oof, on
41 points. But that, I mean, that was in 60 minutes, but still 41 points.
8 rebounds, 4 assists.
Yep. So that's just a standout shooting night for CJ McCollum.
Damian Lillard, 58 minutes, 6 rebounds,
8 assists, and 28 points.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like that from Lillard. You know this, Reese, but I think that Damian Lillard is the most underrated player in the NBA.
Yes.
No one talks about him. Everyone always talks about Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving and Russell Westbrook. But I think Damian Lillard is the best point guard in the NBA. He can take it to the hoop whenever he wants. You can see him breaking people's ankles in the highlights. And like he did a few games ago, when he pulled up from it was 10 feet behind the three-point arc, and then he swishes it for the buzzer beater win. I mean, Damian Lillard is the best point guard in the NBA.
Yes.
And then a lot of people would say then probably Curry. No, I say Westbrook after that.
Yeah.
And then Curry and Irving, I think, are a tie.
They doubt him, but you wouldn't
exactly see
why.
I don't know why. Seth Curry really went alive in the, what was it? I forget what it was. was. Second quarter, my fault. Oh, I'm sorry. My fault. Second quarter. Seth Curry really went off in the second quarter. I mean, he just could miss. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's enough about Seth Curry, though.
Yeah. Let's get back to the real
and then
spotlight.
That's about it for the Trailblazers. Now I'm going to go to overall stats. So, field goal percentage. The Nuggets' field goal percentage was better than the Trailblazers. But they were 52 out of 124, and the Nuggets were 54 out of 119. So I think this is going to have to come down to free throws. I'm not sure yet because I haven't looked at that. So the percentages were 45.4 for the Nuggets and 41.9 for the Blazers.
Yeah.
For the three-pointers, 28.6 for the Blazers. That's got to come up if they want to win the series. Mm-hmm. And then 35.7 for the
free throws.
For the Nuggets. Oh. I mean, keep doing that and you can win the NBA Finals. And then for free throws, this is where we know how they lost. The Nuggets were 14 out of 20 from line. Wow, the Blazers were 24 out of 28. A 70% free throws to 85.7. That's why they lost.
That's a big difference.
It's 10 free throws that were missed more than them. Okay. Now to go to rebounds. They had the Nuggets had 4 more rebounds than the Blazers.
Offensive,
they both had 24, so just cancel that out. It doesn't matter. Assists, 23 and 28. I mean, it's because of those free throws that they lost.
Yeah.
Blocks, 5 and 8. Again, Nuggets led that.
Steals.
They had a good game, just the free throws killed them.
Yes.
So, steals, 11 and 13. Two more steals isn't going to kill you, I mean.
Yeah.
It could in a game like this.
Yeah.
But
turnovers.
I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Turnovers, 13.
One.
20 turnovers for the Denver Nuggets. 20. That will make you lose. That is 7 more turnovers than the Blazers. Well, they had 13.
Mm-hmm.
Points in the paint. The Nuggets had 8 more points in the paint than the Blazers, while they had 58 and the Nuggets had 66. Fouls, 27 for the Nuggets and 24 for the Blazers. Like I said, it comes down to free throws in those tight games. Okay, now we're going to move on to the Raptors and Sixers.
Okay.
And then we're going to move to the... after the Raptors and Sixers, we're going to be done for this segment, move on to the next segment, and then we're going to be talking about the Warriors. Yeah, the Warriors and Rockets. Okay. And then we'll talk about the Bucks and Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, the Raptors and Sixers. As we all know, Raptors beat them 101-96.
Mm-hmm.
The series is now tied 2-2.
Now I'm a fan of Raptors. So.
And I know why the Sixers lost. And I think everyone knows. Do you know, Reese?
Let's see.
I mean, I know.
What?
I mean, the reason why they lost is because of Joel Embiid lost them the game. And it was disappointing. I know he's sick and all, but if you're sick, then don't play. But he let them down. But, I mean, you can't let Kyle Lowry score 41 points, and you can't let Kawhi Leonard score 43. You can't let Mark Gasol, that old man, score 39. And Danny Green. Oh, I'm sorry, that is minutes.
Oof. Kawhi Leonard scored 39 points. Marc Gasol scored 16 points. Kyle Lowry scored 14.
That makes more sense. I'm like, how does Marc Gasol score 39?
Yeah.
That makes more sense. My fault. I'm sorry, viewers. So, 39 points for Kawhi Leonard, 9 points for Pascal Siakam. I can't say his name. Pascal Siakam. 16 points for Marc Gasol. Kyle Lowry had 14, and Danny Green
had
11.
Serge
had
12, though.
So, Serge Ibaka did have 12. And then, nothing really stood out except for Kawhi Leonard, but he stands out every game.
Yeah.
So, and then the 14 rebounds for him.
He's
just a beast, so I'm going to stop talking about him.
Yeah.
Now the Sixers. I mean,
Jimmy Butler.
Tobias Harris with 16. Jimmy Butler with 29. Embiid with 11. Ben Simmons with 10. J.J. Redick with 19. I mean, Embiid did let them down.
Yeah.
So did Simmons. Embiid and Simmons let them down.
11.
I mean, while you see the Raptors, Kawhi Leonard scoring 39.
No one passed even 30, so.
No one for the Sixers really stood out. Butler had a good offensive night with 29. But no one really stood out. But, I mean, it's not like Embiid was just affected by his scoring. I mean, he couldn't rebound either.
Mm-hmm, like.
He had 8 rebounds. While he usually, I mean, what I think is really cool is he's like my, in one of my NBA idols.
Mm-hmm.
I look at that guy and I want to be like him. But because I usually see him getting like 15, sometimes 18 rebounds a game. But with 8, that's like 10 less than what I like seeing.
I don't say usually
because it's really hard to get.
Yeah.
But I think he can do that, so I just got disappointed.
He's a great player.
He's one of the... He's the best center in the NBA, in my opinion. Who do you think?
Him. I mean...
Embiid. I mean, everyone says DeMarcus Cousins, maybe. Maybe Nikola Jokic.
Tell.
Yeah, but
playing.
I always say Joel Embiid. Not ever, probably, but...
Yeah.
Right now.
But the way he's playing...
And he's pretty young. So...
Okay, we're going to move over to stats now.
Yep.
Field goals. 76ers got 33 out of 82. Toronto Raptors got 35 out of 76.
Yeah, the field goal percentage for both teams was very great. The field goal percentage for the Toronto Raptors,
46.1.
For the Sixers, 40.2.
Yeah.
I don't want to see either team leave the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to keep seeing Kawhi Leonard do what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I want to see Kyle Lowry step up a little bit. Maybe Siakam. And then, what's his name? Ugh. Can't think for a second. Serge Ibaka. My fault. But I want to see... It's so fun to watch Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to be one of the best ever.
He's just a beast. Like, defensive, offensive.
But if I want that, that means... The Sixers are out. But it's so fun watching guys like Jimmy Butler,
Tobias Harris,
Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and then I love J.J. Redick, and that's mainly because what he did to Joe Crawford, because Joe Crawford's a jerk. But I just don't want to see either team leave.
3-pointers, 12 of 38 for the 76ers, 10 out of 31 for the Raptors.
I mean, 1% isn't going to do you much.
Yeah.
Hate. Yeah, because the Raptors were 32.3 and the Sixers were 31.6, so I'm not going to kill you. The free throws, I mean, 72% for the Sixers and 80.8% for the Raptors. No one even really cares about free throws in the NBA, I don't think, anymore.
Total rebounds, 43-43.
So that's not going to kill you. Offensive, the Sixers had 3 more, but that's more opportunities to score.
Mm-hmm.
Assists, 22-19. That means the Sixers had more, 3 more.
Yeah.
Blocks, 6-3. That means Sixers having 3 more.
Difference. Steals, 6-8. Well.
Turnovers, 1 turnover ain't going to kill you either.
Yeah.
Points in the paint, 34-38. That could have done the game.
Yeah. Personal fouls, not really that much.
Because you know how a lot of times when you're getting those points in the paint, they're fouling you. Get that one of those free throws and then you're good. Okay, fouls, 23 and 24, nothing's going to happen there. Okay, and we're done with this segment of the episode. This is your host, Dylan Pitts from ESPN Junior. Don't leave. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Dylan Pitts, your host, back at you, ESPN Junior.
And I'm Rosita.
Sorry. So we just wanted to let you know for those last two series, the games you were talking about.
Nuggets
for the
Trailblazers.
That was game 3. And the Raptors Sixers game, that was game 4. So I just want to tell you that before we
get on with this.
Yeah, before we got on, we just want to leave you confused.
In this segment, we'll be talking about Golden State Warriors
and the Houston Rockets series.
Yeah.
So, we mainly talk about what happened on Saturday, because I think that was a very good game. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Rockets and the Warriors both did very well. But, like I said, some of these teams I don't want to see leave, but they're going to have to. You know what I mean?
There's so many good teams that you like, but they're all clashing.
I'm not saying that I like, because I hate Kevin Durant.
Oof, yeah. I don't think
no one likes him.
Well, that's an under. I don't think no one likes him, but very few.
Okay. Whatever.
Whatever.
Fine. Fine.
Really, you're confused.
Fine. Yeah, I am, because I hate him. He's a snake.
Yep. Pretty much
he's
the definition
snake
of his life.
Yep.
Serpent's
snake. Katie is a snake.
If he went to Hogwarts, he'd be like automatically, yeah, you're in Slytherin.
Make some loud screeching noises.
We're going to talk about, like I said, that Saturday game, the 126-121 game with the Rockets winning in overtime. It started off as a really close game. I mean, first quarter, 26-25 with the Warriors leading.
Second, 23-33.
But I mean,
difference.
I think that's when the Rockets decided,
yeah,
I'm not taking this from the Warriors. We're going to wake up. We're going to get James Harden involved. We're going to get James Harden getting his step backs in. We're going to get Chris Paul into it. We're going to see Clint Capella start getting his ways back. We're going to get Eric Gordon in there. How about some Kenneth Fareed? And they just went off. They scored 10 more points than the Warriors that half, that quarter.
And that's when you see that step.
And then that would be at halftime, it was... I'm sorry, it was 29, it was 59, wait, right, 59 for the Warriors at halftime?
Wait,
just doing the math.
No, that'd be 49.
Yeah, 49 for the Warriors at halftime,
and
for the 57. Rockets.
57.
Yeah,
58-49,
yes. So the Rockets were up by 9 at halftime. Then the third quarter came around, Rockets scored 33 again. But then that's when the Warriors started getting into it a little bit. They're like, okay, I see what Harden's trying to do. I see how Paul's getting into it. How about we get KD in there? How about we get Curry in there? How about we get Draymond get some more assists? How about we get DeMarcus Cousins involved? Maybe some Klay Thompson? And then they went down to a 7-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got crazy.
Mm-hmm.
In the fourth quarter, the Warriors scored 28 points, while the Rockets scored 21 points. So, 28 points for the Warriors and 21 points for the Rockets. And...
Where's Miss Doran? She's not here.
So, I mean, fourth quarter for the Rockets just got let off.
Wild.
Yeah, they got a little wild. Not for the Rockets, for the Warriors, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then overtime, of course, we know they scored 5 more points than them to win the game. 26-21.
It's basically the first and that was like the sort of like you thought it was going to be close, but then you go up to the rest. It's like just a battle.
When you look at the stats. So for the Warriors' stats, I mean, when you look at it, I hate saying this, but the only person that stood out was Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. He's a snake.
Yeah, we're not even.
He had 46 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. I do not like that man. So I want to stop talking.
I loathe him.
Except, I respect that he had a great game. He's a great basketball player. I just don't like that he left OKC because I'm a big Russ fan. And then Iguodala, 16 points. He started at forward because, as we all know, DeMarcus Cousins is out. But I think he stepped up for what he did.
Yeah.
16 points coming off the bench. A usual bench guy, I mean, and then going in. And then getting Draymond in, 19 points. He's doing really well in the playoffs for what he's done in the regular season compared to that. With 5 rebounds and 3 assists. I mean, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and 11 rebounds. I don't think I've ever seen Draymond Green play center, though.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I'm just curious. I want to see how big Draymond Green is.
I think he's like 6 foot. 6'6"?
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
He'd be the shortest person ever.
Pretty big.
Draymond Green height.
6'7".
Yes. Draymond Green. Draymond. So, Draymond Green is 6'7". 6'7" and 230 pounds. I thought he was a lot shorter than that. Wait, less. Meanwhile, Joel Embiid 7 foot and 249.
Really? I know, but that's Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid looks so much bigger than him.
Well, he's also, you know, like
19 pounds does not look like that. Okay. But going back to Saturday, and then we'll go to the Rockets. Oh, I also wanted to mention Curry had a bad game. 17 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. Klay Thompson, no. Not good. 16 points, 2 assists, 8 rebounds. And then, yeah. And then for the Rockets, Eric Gordon, I said they wanted to get him involved with his 30 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. Like I said, that guy's pretty, he's a, let's say, okay player. But when they get him involved, there's going to be help.
Mm-hmm.
PJ Tucker. Oh. Wait. Is Kenneth Reed hurt?
Wait.
Is Kenneth Reed hurt?
It's a shot. Because if he is, socks to sock.
Yeah, I didn't know he was hurt.
He did.
Wait, is Kenneth Reed? Let's see. Yeah, his hip. He's questionable. No, that was on March 4th.
When? He probably got injured, like, I don't know.
Wait, what?
Doesn't make sense.
That can't be him. No, that's not him. What?
Who's that kind of three?
What is that? Okay, we're gonna not talk about him then. Okay.
That wasn't expected.
Yeah.
We'll go back up to the stat.
Okay. Yeah, the team.
So, like I said, P.J. Tucker came in for him, I guess. I don't know what's going on with that. So, 7 points, 3 assists, 12 rebounds. 13 points were for Capella. I like Capella a lot. He's one of my favorite. He's one of my top players. 14 points, 1 assist, 11 rebounds. He's just a plain big man. Harden, 41 points. I mean, he's Harden being Harden. 6 assists, 9 rebounds. I mean, like I said, he's James Harden.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, 14 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds. And, yeah. And then we got Austin Rivers coming off the bench, scoring 8 points. Iman Shumpert with 10. Nene with 3. And Gerald Green with 0. And then that's the stats for the team. Now for the going like percentages. 44.2 for field goals for Golden State, 48.4 for Rockets. I mean, it's a close game, it looks like.
Yep.
42.4 and 42.9 for 3, with Rockets leading by 0.5%.
69.2, 79.3.
And then we got, like I said, 10% more from Golden State. That's going to sometimes kill you. That's probably better than overtime. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
I said agreed.
Oh, yeah.
And then total rebounds, 55 to 35. The Rockets had 20 more rebounds than the Rockets. I mean, than the Warriors. Offensive, they had 10 more offensive rebounds than the Warriors. Like I said, there are some things that kill teams, and that is what killed the Warriors.
Mm-hmm. Assists.
Blocks. Oh, sorry, assists. Warriors had 7 more than the Rockets.
Yeah.
Blocks, 6 and 6, doesn't matter then. Steals, 4 and 6, that's not going to do much. 13 and 8, that's 5 more turnovers for the Rockets, so I really don't know what's going on here. Plus in the paint, they had 12 more, that's going to do it. 22 and 24 for fouls, that's 2, it's not going to do that much. Okay, and now we're going to be talking about the next game.
The Bucks and the Celtics.
The Bucks and the Celtics. So, Milwaukee leads this series 2-1. They're going to play at 7 o'clock tonight. Watch this on TNT. So this is the Boston Celtics. I have mixed feelings about who's going to win this series. Because I know the Greek Freak is... I mean, he's the Greek Freak. He's a freak for a reason. But I don't know, like, how Kyrie Irving's going to do. Or what's Gordon Hayward going to do about this. What do you think?
I don't know. To be honest, they're sort of in that...
I think it's kind of going to turn into a 1v1. Yeah. Kyrie Irving and Giannis. I know they don't play
Giannis.
The same position.
Yeah, but they're on.
And then I think Chris Middleton's going to go. You know what? I just noticed this.
What?
Giannis against Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
And Irving against Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, those are the two main matchups I got for tonight. Agreed?
Yep.
Yep.
It's sort of like...
What?
Giannis has that advantage. Like, it's not the biggest advantage, but he just has...
Because he's the Greek Freak.
Exactly. It's in his literal nickname.
Like we said in Game 1, like we know in Game 1, the Celtics beat the Bucks 90-112. Giannis wasn't as good that game. It was a 22-point game. I mean, the Celtics just being the Celtics. And then we know the game 2, 123-102. Bucks win that. And then the Bucks win 123-116 in game 3. Celtics were like, oh my gosh, we gotta get going. Hello. We're gonna talk about that 123-116 game, and then that'll be it for today's podcast. So,
mm-hmm.
Giannis
Giannis
Antetokounmpo.
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 I don't think anyone can say Giannis's name.
It's Antetokounmpo.
No, it's not Antetokounmpo.
I never said that.
No. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey, how about we just call him Giannis A?
Okay.
Fine,
let's say
freak.
GA. Let's say GA.
How about we say
Greek freak. Okay.
So the Greek freak scored 32 points, 8 assists, and had 13 rebounds.
Great rebounding night. But I mean, when you're that tall and you got that kind of arms.
And your name is the Greek freak.
It's hard not to. I mean, yeah. Brooke Lopez had 7 points, 1 assist, 6 rebounds. Chris Middleton, 20 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds.
Nicola.
Eric Bledsoe had 9 points, 4 assists, and 1 rebound. And Brooke, did I already say Brooke Lopez?
Yeah, you forgot him. Nicola Mirotic got
13
points, 0 assists, and 3 rebounds.
And that's George Hill, 21 points coming off the bench. You know I'm a huge Pacer fan, right? And I live in Indy.
Yeah.
George Hill used to play for the Pacers. Then he got to the Cavaliers and then blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, I like him. Okay. And I'm going to not the other way, you know what I mean? I just like him as a player. Now we're going to go to the Celtics. Talk about Tatum, Horford, Hayward, Irving, all those guys.
Yeah, Brown, Tim.
Jason Tatum scored 20 points, 3 rebounds, 11 3 assists, 11 rebounds.
Irving.
Jason Tatum is a young star.
Yes.
He's going to be a star someday.
I agree.
And Marcus Morris Sr., he had 16 points, 2 assists, and 8 rebounds. Al Horford, 17 points, 5 assists, 8 rebounds. Kyrie
Irving.
29
points, 6 assists, and 3 rebounds.
Irving, like I said earlier in another segment, is one of the top point guards in the NBA. I said it was Lillard, Westbrook, Irving, then Curry.
Yep.
A lot of people are going to get mad at me saying Curry's the fourth. All he does is chuck up threes. I mean, that's not what it... If you just chuck up threes, go be a shooting guard.
But to be honest, he's pretty accurate. He's good. I mean...
I didn't say he wasn't. And then, like we said, Curry. Now Jaylen Brown is 18 points, 2 assists... 18 points, 2 assists, 5 rebounds.
Gordon Hayward
coming off the bench, he had 10 points,
yeah.
5 assists, 7 rebounds, and...
Yeah.
Yep. Now we're going to the percentages. Stuff. So, the field goal percentage for the Bucks was incredible.
50.6!
That means over half the time their shots went in.
Yeah, that's good.
So, do you have a coin, Reese?
Hmm?
Do you have a coin?
No.
Anything like that?
Let me see.
He'll be right back. While we take this short time out. Okay, and Reese, Zito just got a coin. Sorry about that short time out, though. So we're gonna flip this coin. So let's say this is the side that the Bucks will score. This side that the Bucks will miss. Okay, score, miss, score, miss, miss. But guess what? There's still a chance that that could have landed the other way because it's 50.6.
Yes,
it's so over this.
This side is. Bucks will score. This side is Bucks will score. Or will miss.
They scored. There's always that chance, even if they do. Even if it comes up missed, there's still a chance because that 0.6.
They're below 50, so it's sort of like...
The other way around, yeah. Flipped. Yeah.
It's sort of, they have to take a bear sniff, but the Bucks have that 50, so it's a 50-50.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, three-pointers. Bucks have 40.5, and at the percentage, it
40% for the Celtics. For those, 93.8 for the Celtics. Bang, 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 bang.
We could be safe all day.
66.7 for the Bucks. That's awful compared to the Celtics.
That's sort of what...
You cannot get away with making 66.7% of your free throws. You can get away with that. Rebounds, 44 and 44, doesn't matter. A little offensive rebound for the Bucks, but that won't do too much. Assists, 24 to 23, so that's not going to do that much. Blocks, 7-3.
Delete NBA. Okay.
I'm going to see how many of those blocks were from Giannis Antetokounmpo. How many blocks did Giannis Antetokounmpo get? Sorry. Oh, are you okay? I'm sorry. Are you okay?
I've been hurt.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to say in-game free. In-game.
Three. Because they don't know three. Tonight. What the heck? Yeah. Why did you say tonight? You don't...
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oof.
How many blocks did Giannis Antetokounmpo have in game three?
Patience. The game hasn't started yet.
Didn't they say game three?
Yep, it's game two we're talking about.
Now I'll go back to Safari. How many blocks did Giannis Antetokounmpo have in game three? Is that all I said? Okay, whatever. I'm just saying he probably had like 18. I mean, I know it's not going to happen.
Why does he keep saying this tonight?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Because they play tonight. So, steals, 9-8. No biggie. 17-15. Turnovers, no biggie. 5 points in the paint? Why don't we just say Giannis?
Yeah.
I mean, points in the paint, 52 for the Bucks, 24 for the Celtics. And then fouls, 26 and 27.
Nothing. I can put it away for you.
One foul. Okay, and that's it for ESPN Junior today.
A segment or whatever it's called.
Yep.
Podcast.
And we're about done. We'll see you next time. This is Stan Pitcher, your host.
And I'm Ricito.
Stay tuned. We have another podcast soon.